This I Believe. Richard Gould Adams is a staff writer for The Economist, the noted London weekly. During World War II, he served with both the British Army and the U.S. Fifth Army. His book, Middle East Journey, details his impressions and observations in that troubled section of the globe. Here is Richard Gould Adams.
The most remarkable thing that ever happened to me was when I came back from the war. I'd been abroad for 3.5 years in the Middle East and Italy. Finally, the great day came to be demobilized. But there was no way of telling my wife which of several days it would be. I had to travel by a troop train across Europe, and there were plenty of delays and changes of plan. There were also many military trains a day arriving in London. Yet, as I stepped off the train, my wife was walking up the platform towards me. She'd heard nothing whatever about my arrival time, but had suddenly had an impulse to drive to the station and had come straight to that particular platform. I believe that two of the most important things in life are relations between people and relations with oneself. Between people, there's so very much more than the superficiality of outward contact. Everyone must have experienced, in some degree, feelings of natural friendliness and natural hostility towards others. I believe in telepathy, and that there's a world of personal relationship beyond the normal range of what I can see and analyze. I feel that to find love and friendship on that plane is the unconscious need of every human being. To do so helps me both to know and to fulfill myself, and those are the main and hardest tasks of all. I believe that it requires courage to carry them out to the full, and the gift of courage is the quality in others which I envy most. President Roosevelt, I think, spoke from his special personal insight, as well as his experience of the world, when he once used the telling phrase that what we most have to fear is fear itself. I believe essentially that there's no easy way out. If I run away from the challenge of what it's open to me to do, I can never forget, and if I'm honest, I shall never forgive myself. Life, however, gives me the feeling that a balance is always being struck. I believe profoundly in God, and while the individual must fight and struggle, I often have a sense of destiny that God has taken a hand too, and that it was foreordained that this or that should happen. This feeling grew up, I think, in the war. In a way, it's a not unusual soldier's creed. But for me, who never thought or meant to spend 6 years in uniform, these ideas have continued on into my everyday life. What's the purpose of that life? I believe, at its simplest, that this is an amalgam of three elements: to do what I believe to be good, to do my best, and thereby to find happiness. The standards by which to chart this course have been set for me forever by my upbringing at an English public school. I could not, even if I wished, now deny to myself the virtues it taught: integrity, a sense of justice, and the quality of fortitude. But it's one thing to hold the beliefs I have, it's another always to be true to them. And I believe that it's vital every now and then to renew my terms of reference in my own heart. Yet for in between times, I think the best advice was given me many years ago by someone much older and wiser than I. Let the universe, they said, let the universe flow through you.
They're the creed of Richard Gould Adams, specialist writer for the London Economist, and a frequent broadcaster for the British Broadcasting Corporation.